What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, what's up, young adults? It's Mirari back with you on the Young Adults Podcast, and I'm super excited to be back with you guys. I pray everyone had an amazing weekend, because I know I did. I enjoyed laughing at everybody that was slipping and getting hit by balls at the park. If you know, you know. Anyways, I took a couple scriptures from Pastor Sandy's service this Sunday, by the way, which was fire. And I just want to kind of, dig a little deeper in them. And my title for today is Daily Choices. How many of you know that we all have to make daily choices? Either we can make bad ones or good ones. And we always want to make sure that we are making good choices. Amen. Now, I'm going to go into Joshua 24, 14 through 15. And I'm reading in the NLT. It says, "So fear the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols your ancestors worshipped when they lived beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. Serve the Lord alone. 15. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods of your ancestors serve beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." Now, here Joshua is talking about, you know, his stand for the Lord. Regardless of what others decided, Joshua had made a commitment to God. He was determined to set an example of living by that decision. The way we live shows others the strength of our commitment to serving God. Amen? Because how many of y'all know, and Pastor said, Sandy said this Sunday morning, people are watching. People are creepy. They're watching whether in a good way or bad way, you know, whether they want to see you fall or whether they want to see if you're real or not. Hello? You know? Because I know, you know, people post all these scriptures, but their life doesn't match up with the word of God. You know, the people decided whether they would obey the Lord, who had proven his trustworthy, or obey the local gods, which were only handmade idols. It's easy to slip into quiet rebellion, going about life in your own way. But the time comes when you have to choose who or what will control you. Let me read that again. But the time comes when you have to choose who or what will control you. The choice is yours. The Lord has given all of us a free will to choose daily. Will it be God, your own limited personality, or another imperfect substitute? Once you have chosen to be controlled by God's Spirit, reaffirm your choice every day. Every day, we have to make sure that we seek the Lord in all of our choices, in of all of our decisions we make daily. You know, because let me tell you, without God in the center, without God being like me and George say, he's our partner. He's our partner in all of our businesses, in all of our decisions. We choose daily to put the Lord first. And even our girls. I have a small little testimony about Mia. This past week, she had an award ceremony because she was accepted into the National Junior Honor Society. George and I are, y'all don't even know how proud we are of her because she has a testimony. And one day she'll share it, but I'm just going to give you a little snippet of it. You know, she would struggle. She struggled in the beginning, you know, in school. She wasn't always a straight A student, but the thing about her is she stood on Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when it seemed impossible, I could hear her reading that scripture, literally. And she made a choice daily to study hard, to get that extra work for extra credit, to stay after school. Every day she chose to take that extra step. And look where it got her. The choices she made got her to this point now. And we are so, 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 so proud of her. Anyways, so our choices are very important. Amen. So let's go to, I wanted to read, I'm not going to read the story, but most of y'all know the story of Abraham and Lot and the choice that Lot made and where it got him. You know, Lot's character is revealed by his choices. You know, somebody can know you, can read you just by the choices you make. You don't have to say anything, but just they can just look at you and the choices that you make daily and they can know what kind of person you are. He took the best share of the land, even though it meant living near Sodom. Sodom was in a good place, a city known for its sin. He was greedy, wanting the best for himself without thinking about his uncle Abraham's need or want what was fair. He should have just, let me not get into that. Life presents a series of choices. We too can choose the best while ignoring the needs and feelings of others. But this kind of choice, as Lot's life shows, leads to problems. When we stop making choices in God's direction, our only option is to make choices in the wrong direction. Come on. All of us are filled with the Holy Spirit. We all should have communion with him and listen and wake up and say, you know, spend your time with God, talk to God. What do you have for me to do today? You know, or if you have a situation, you don't know what to do, you know, seek the Lord and you will make the right decision. But if you don't, it's going to lead you in the wrong one. If you put the Lord in the back burner, you're going to make the wrong choices because you're not listening to the Holy Spirit. And we don't want to make the wrong choices. Amen. Will God forgive you if you repent? Yes, he will. But why would you want to go and make the wrong choice and go through all that stuff when you can seek the Lord and make the right choice and walk in his will? Amen. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2:21. And this scripture, I love this scripture because, you know, living for the Lord daily, me and my husband wouldn't trade it for the world because, first of all, there's no better life. Amen. We've tried the world's way, destruction, arguments, failures, and as Pastor Sandy says, busted and disgusted. And why would you want to be there, right? When you can have the God kind of life, the Zoe life, amen? And this scripture, let me just read it. 2 Timothy 2:21. Is it possible to live a pure life? Yes, it is. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean and you will be ready for the master to use you for every good work. Let me read 20. That was 21. Let me go back to 20. In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are used for everyday use. Here Paul urged Timothy to be the kind of person Christ could use for his noble purpose. Don't settle for less than God's highest best. Allow him to use you as an instrument of his will. Now, what would happen if you continue to make the wrong choices? You'll cause a blockage in your life where the Lord won't be able to use you. And you don't want that. You do not want that. You don't want to be those cheap utensils. Amen. You want to be that gold and silver that the Lord will use. Allow him to use you as an instrument of his will. You do this by staying close to him and keeping yourself pure so that sin and its consequence do not get in the way of what God could do in your life. Don't get in the way. Don't let your daily choices get in the way of what God can do in your life. Don't cause a blockage between you and what the Lord has for you. Get rid of that. Get rid of anything and everything that will cause you to make the wrong choices. If it has to be renewing your mind daily, renew your mind daily. That's what the Word of God says. And when you renew your mind, well, it will clear your mind. It will cause you to make the correct choices daily. While God can redeem any situation, how much better it is to stay close to Christ and ready to be used by him at any moment's choice. You know, you can't serve God halfway. You got to choose him daily and in every area of your life. Living a pure life will cause you to make the right choices. I'm going to stop here, and I pray that this podcast blesses you. And if you have any testimonies, share with us. DM us on our Young Adults Instagram. And this Friday is Young Adults. So see you at the Power Love Church at 7:30. Goodbye.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.